Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Danny, we can volley back and forth here with why they lost. I'll give you my first why they lost. Well, you allowed 38 points to the Vikings. That cannot happen.
Yeah, it's a good summary.
And I don't like even saying things like, when Case Keenum's your quarterback, you can't give up a lot of... No. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying, period, at home, coming off the game you were against Seattle, you can't allow 38 points. And I would say that when you allow 38 points, you lose 95% of the time just as a stat.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's probably a fair guess. Here are the Vikings point totals this year. You want them?
Yeah.
17, 13, 32 against San Francisco, by the way.
Yes.
9, 29 against New Orleans, and that was...
Early New Orleans.
You know what? I've got their schedule pulled up. Some of those were preseason, so let me start because this is their first week, so I apologize. I just pulled up their games. And
who are you, Larry Michael, counting preseason stats
I know,
over there?
The skin tangibles. No, look at how it showed up. It just looks weird.
I got you.
So
I know
Okay, so here we go. Week one, ready?
Yeah.
29 against the Saints.
Rolled against the Saints. That
Absolutely.
Was the Sam Bradford's the best player in the league game.
9 the next week against the good defense, Pittsburgh. Then they had 34 against the Bucks.
Yes, they did.
Give them some credit there.
A little bit. Yes, they did.
7 against Detroit.
Oh, no.
20 against the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
23 against Green Bay. 24 against Baltimore. That's about where they should be.
Yeah.
Low to mid-20s. 33 against the Browns. 2 weeks to prepare. 38 more than they've scored all season long. First time they've flirted with 40 against the Redskins. They have been in the 30 mix against terrible defenses. They have mostly been in the low 20s. Now, if you want to be a terrible defense and give up 38, fine. This is a better defense than they played yesterday. That's the big problem.
Here it is. I'll get even more gritty and nitty. Nick Easton, Pat Elflein, and Joe Berger. Those are your three interior offensive linemen for the Minnesota Vikings. Last year, that offensive line stunk. It just did. It were bad. Heard Seth Rosenfels this morning on the Yunkies talking about that very thing. This now is a good group. Riley Reiff is good. Mike Remmers on the other side. It was okay, I thought. It should have been exposed a little bit more. Whatever. That interior of their offensive line beat the hell out of what the Redskins had to offer. Out of McClain, McGee, Hood, Brandon Banks, Anthony Lanier, whoever lined up in there got their butts kicked by a group that is now pretty decent. That's how Minnesota did it. Again, go look at the next-gen stats. Look at Latavius Murray's carries. There's nothing hidden, nothing crazy that they did. When they ran outside with McKinnon, for the most part, the Redskins were fine. They did what they do. Zach Brown ran to the football, Swearinger filled. You had guys moving around and doing what you'd expect. It was the up the middle. And not only in the rush game, where the stats weren't unbelievable. They gave up over 100 yards rushing, but whatever. You could still win that football game. You can't when Case Keenum has all the time and space in the world. I don't care who it is. A guy off the scrap heap, a guy that is auditioning for jobs on a weekly basis as a quarterback who goes from town to town, you know, trying to sing for his supper. Anybody could throw passes against that Redskins defense this past Sunday with how much room that front of the offensive line offered him. That perfect, beautiful U-shape.
Yeah.
Oh, it was luxurious. There was a highlight that they showed just now on the NBC Sports Washington game, or kind of a TV show they're doing, where Ryan Kerrigan beat his man, beat Riley Reiff, went around Case Keenum just a little like a slide, like a shuffle, like he's
There's
doing a choreographed
screen grabs
dance.
Yesterday of the pocket where there's just like 7 yards. He could have sprinted forward as fast as he wanted
He did a little tuck. Did a little tuck, move forward, and lobbed a ball to Adam Thielen, who
Why
was running
did they
wild
lose?
And free.
800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067. How about they couldn't stop the run at all? As the game went on, they got better at it, Danny.
They did.
They got better at it because the Vikings were running it in more obvious running situations. Early in the game, before they jumped out to the huge lead, when there was actually the balance of, do I want to call a run or a pass here? Latavius Murray was getting 6 and 7 yards without being contacted. Jerick McKinnon only ripped off a double-digit yard run once. He did not have as effective a game. But Murray had 68 yards on 17 attempts. They, at one point, were averaging, in the second half, 6 yards per carry. The number eventually came down to 3. Keenum got tackled at the line of scrimmage a couple times. They ended up stopping the run in the last 2 drives to try to get the ball back. But before the game was kind of out of whack, Minnesota was just gashing them between the tackles.
Early, they were churning. And so it ended up at 4 yards a pop, which isn't terrible. You know, it's fine, but you know what happened. You guys saw it. You guys remember. Remember those early downs? Second and two, second and three, second and two, second and six. It was easy. Easy pickets for Minnesota. And when the Redskins finally had to move over to compensate it, you know what was open? Everything else. It was an offensive buffet for Minnesota. That's why they lost.
We'll talk to Maurice Harris at 11:45 about his big touchdown catch and how he'll be involved in the offense moving forward. But we will get to your calls next. They're still coming in at 800-636-1067. Why did the Redskins lose? Also, a couple good questions on Twitter we can answer next as well. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.